This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is offering a multi-pronged approach to reducing a spike in violent crimes across the country, including a crackdown on the trafficking of illegal guns. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden notes after a drop in crime when the pandemic began, violence in America is now on the rise and forecast to get worse.
The traditional summer spike may be more pronounced than it usually would be.
The president's announcing the creation of five strike forces to help major cities fight illegal guns, a crackdown on gun dealers who don't follow the law.
They're selling guns that are killing innocent people.
And he's suggesting communities use COVID relief funds to help bolster their police departments and create jobs for teens so they're not idle this summer. But that would all be voluntary. Later, he was asked if he's still hoping to get an assault weapons ban passed in Congress.
I never give up hope.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
An Indiana woman on Wednesday became the first defendant to be sentenced in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, while a member of the Oath Keepers extremist group pleaded guilty in a conspiracy case. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Graydon Young pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of an official proceeding. He is the first Oath Keeper to plead guilty. Young also agreed to cooperate in the investigation. Authorities say he was seen on camera wearing a helmet and tactical vest, part of the military-style stack, marching through the crowd before entering the Capitol building. Another Oath Keeper, John Ryan Schaefer, also pleaded guilty, but not to conspiracy. Anna Morgan Lloyd from Indiana was the first person sentenced in connection with the riot. 3 years probation. After the riot, Lloyd called January 6th the best day ever. In court, she apologized to the court, her family, and the American people. Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. Reuters' Emily Wither has more.
The decision comes after a tough year in which the offices were raided by police and its tycoon owner and other staff were arrested under a new national security law. The paper mixes pro-democracy discourse with racy celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power. Its closure has escalated alarm over media freedom and other rights in the Chinese-ruled city. Apple Daily said the decision was based on employee safety and manpower considerations. Authorities have said dozens of Apple Daily pieces may have violated the security law, which Beijing imposed on the city last year. Rights groups, media organizations, and Western governments have criticized last week's police raid on the newspaper.
That's Reuters' Emily Wither. The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. UN spokesman Stephane Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is alarmed by the reports and called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent and independent investigation. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. Britney Spears asked a judge Wednesday to end court conservatorship that has controlled her life and money since 2008. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
Britney Spears once said the conservatorship likely saved her career, but now she considers it abusive. Spears gave a long, emotional, and sometimes profane speech by phone during a court hearing in Los Angeles. She says the setup is so restrictive that her conservators will not allow her to marry her boyfriend and have a baby. Spears' father played a major role as conservator, but she has pushed to have him removed. The conservatorship was put in place after Spears had public mental health struggles in 2008.
John McAfee, the creator of McAfee antivirus software, was found dead in his jail cell near Barcelona in an apparent suicide Wednesday. McAfee's body was discovered hours after a Spanish court approved his extradition to the United States to face tax charges punishable by decades in prison. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.